Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I am Santa Claus.
Hey, Super Don, I don't think that's what they meant by the Osbournes family Christmas songs, right? That's it. Was that Ozzy Osbourne? What was a take on it? Anyway, Merry Christmas week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to kick it off, hopefully a little bit of levity, because we've got some serious subject matter to discuss coming up. Of course, follow on more of the medical kidnapping that we had from yesterday. And we've got some of the parents that are affected by that, three children who were taken by CPS. Michael Becker and Molly Bowling are scheduled to join us in a little while. Let's see, do we have Super Don on with me? I know he's here making it sound good, but I can't hear him, Matt. See if we can bring some problems here on the backslide. Well, all right, we'll do that. But hey, good choice, Super Don. I know you hear me on the heavy metal opening to the Christmas season this week. Let's see what else we got. First story out of the gate before we get Super Don back up is related to what? I don't even remember at this point. Oh yeah, Alzheimer's. No. We're going to get to the Alzheimer's story in just a little bit. Super Don, you there?
I'm here.
See, I can barely hear you. I figured that the Alzheimer's story would make me forget things right from the get-go. Everybody, welcome. Super Don is back.
Hey, so how do you like that, man? I mean, it's Christmas week. Mm-hmm. We've got to celebrate. We've got to have the Christmas spirit. And what better way than to have Ozzy Osbourne singing a Christmas song, right?
That was kind of cool, I have to say. It was definitely unexpected. I did not know where we were going. I know that this week is an interesting week. Of course, it's the holiday week, the Christmas spirit, the Hanukkah spirit, whatever spirit you got going, we want it flowing. But we recognize that we want spirit flowing into these areas that it's obstructed, particularly when it comes to the CPS, the medical monopoly, hospitals, government, etc., where they're blocking the free flow of spirit because they're concerned when you connect to that source of all sources, suddenly you don't need them as much, maybe even at all. And I think that's a big conflict of interest. And, of course, that's why our founding fathers wrote a First Amendment into the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment itself of the Ten Amendments is freedom of speech. And the freedom to enjoy the fruits of your labor as well. And
How about the freedom to enjoy your children?
Well, exactly. I was going to get to that. The fruits of your marriage, right? The fruits of your marriage are become wards of the state in our culture today. And I know it bums me out to have to talk about it, but we have to. And we've got the parents that are impacted directly coming up today. Also, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. We've got more Ebola updates, lies from the CDC. Also, the profiteering of the U.S. government via the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the Kangaroo Unconstitutional Court. They are making big money by denying a link between vaccines and autism. Please, everyone, keep tweeting out hashtag CDC whistleblower. We're going to get to 1 billion impressions between now and the end of the calendar year. It's going to happen. We were already at 500 million.
A billion?
Yeah,
wow.
1 billion. We're cracking the billionaire code But we're talking about the freedom to know the truth, the facts about how dangerous medical intervention is in the lives of innocent babies. How dangerous it is to look at a baby, an innocent baby, and inject them with toxic poisons. You would be arrested for making them drink. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible. But then again, whether you're a child or an adult in the Western world, in the culture of, let's say, the medical church, which pretty much it dominates, even, I don't know, how many, what, we got a Catholic story. I think there are like 1.2 billion Catholics on the planet or something.
Yeah.
Turns out there may be about a billion or more, over a billion people, and I don't know if they're all Catholic. They're probably not, but are taking statin drugs as well. Did you know that?
A billion. Worldwide.
Yeah. I mean, what does that tell you about how gullible we are as a species? This is why I just want to talk about animals from now on. I don't want to talk about people. I'm disgusted with people.
Listen, if you start saying things like, crikey, I'm going to smack you.
Crikey, yeah, crikey. Oh, ooh, she's a beauty. According to the study, yes. Check this out on healthfinder.gov. Certain antibiotic statin combos may be unsafe mix. You talk about mixing alcohol and driving. That's bad enough, but mixing antibiotics with statin drugs. Heck, mixing statin drugs with human life. It's contraindicated. The use of this drug called clarithromycin, along with cholesterol-lowering meds, had a higher risk of side effects that are direct effects and can be deadly. And this is a major category of antibiotics that are being taken, along with things like Crestor and Prevacol. And... Not as safe as they once thought. Now, if a billion people or over a billion people are being duped into using statin drugs because of the fear of cholesterol, I don't have a lot of hope for, let's see, is that 1/7 of the planet? How many billion people are on planet Earth right now? 7 billion? More? 6 billion? I don't even know the number.
That's a good trivia question.
It's an embarrassingly high number. If you know the number, give us a call, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. In this new study, Canadian researchers looked at more than 104,000 people aged 66 and older who were taking one of two common antibiotics, Viaxin or Zithromax. I believe that's the Z-Pak, is it not? Along with one of three statins, and that includes something called fluvastatin, Lescal. And they had a higher risk of hospitalization or death due to acute kidney injury or high potassium levels. I mean, this is the statins alone are messing with your liver metabolism and detox pathways and coenzyme Q10 energy, like mitochondrial function and production. And then you throw in the antibiotics. It's incredible. Superdon, you say it's 7.125 billion?
Yes, that was the number they came up with last year.
So what is that? 15% of all humans, is that right? About 1 billion out of 7 billion?
It's crazy.
That is, I mean, you know, we talk about the we're not into Darwinian evolution here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We think Darwin was greatly exaggerated, doesn't understand epigenetics. But the Darwin part of it we do believe is that people are stupid enough to do themselves in by believing that the experts, when they say statins are good for you because cholesterol is bad for you, they believe it. And they literally begin to take themselves out of the gene pool earlier than they would normally leave it. And here's, again, another glaring example coming out of this study, emphasizing that if you're on a statin drug, you better watch out what antibiotics are on. If you're on an antibiotic, you better not be on a statin. In fact, hey, why not get rid of both? Why not recognize that your healthy cardiovascular system depends on your healthy consumption of healthy fats and lots of them? Because fat doesn't make you fat. Fat is not the reason that you have clogged arteries. It's inflammation due to pesticides, due to heavy metals, due to herbicides, fungicides, due to toxic injections from your doctor, your pediatrician, due to eating Twinkies and Ho-Hos and Ding-Dongs if they're still around, and now genetically modified organisms. And, of course, antibiotics should be a last resort. They become a first resort in the 20th century and continue well on into the 21st year, as most medical doctors deny the reality that silver can stop every bacteria known to man in the proper form, and can stop even the resistant strains, can stop viral replication. Yes, that includes Ebola, and can stop most fungal species from being able to reproduce in you when things get out of hand, when they go awry, when your terrain is so corrupted that you need some level of intervention that can stop an infection. Also, there's homeopathic medicine as well. Of course, they'll deny that that can do anything, and they'll continue to promote what? The use of the flu vaccination. You got to see this. The making of a flu vaccine. This is on Fox News. It was originally published through the Wall Street Journal out of Melbourne, Australia. Oh, I got to say crikey again. Crikey.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. Damn it, Jim. Yes. Make it so, number one. Doctors are studying nose and throat swabs from flu sufferers sent from laboratories around the world, from Texas to the Solomon Islands, are trying to predict which flu viruses will be most potent and common and should be included in this year's vaccine. Of course, that's how they do it. It's a game of, what do I call it? It is a form of democracy. It is. Those of you who love democracy. But it's democracy for dunderheads. Because you get all these research scientists from around the world and doctors that have pharmaceutical vaccine conflicts of interest, and they sit there, swab stuff, and they go, hey, that looks pretty bad. Yeah, well, I'm voting for that one, right? Who's your most popular virus this year, Super Don? Which one will it be? And the democracy for dunderheads takes place at CDC, through World Health Organization, etc. And then they start to vote, and they say, which ones are we going to put in? And they admit this year, they goofed. They didn't get it right. Of course, they blame it on a mutation. They couldn't have predicted it would mutate again. But then again, the doctors, so smart in all their wisdom, they say, take the shot anyway. It's better than nothing. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. You doctors are sucking the eggs in which you are incubating these viruses for inclusion into each year's flu shot. It's not working. It's never worked. It's garbage. And I'm telling you that the flu is not even a viral disease. What did he say? What did Robert Scott Bell say? Oh, no. He really stepped into it, didn't he? I'm telling you that the flu is the result of corruption of your gastrointestinal tract, the upsetting of the seat of your immune system. If there is a virus replicating, it is more likely coming from your own cells that are dysregulated due to deficiencies in key minerals, proficiencies of toxicological substances that you don't want nor need because your liver is congested and can't get out. What have I said since Halloween, Thanksgiving, the happy Christmas meals coming up? You overindulge even in healthy food, you upset your gastrointestinal system, and you make manifest a disease from within. Learn about Antoine Béchamp. Learn about Claude Bernard. Discard Louis Pasteur and his germ theory like he was supposedly had done before he died when he said Béchamp was right. The germ is nothing, the terrain is everything. Wow, back in school, it's back. I know all the kids are on break. We're in session here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Remember the Alzheimer's I was talking about? We're going to talk about spiritual Alzheimer's coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, it's Christmas week and Hanukkah week here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Welcome, my friends. 866-939-2355 if you'd like to be part of the show. Advanced Medicine kicks into gear next hour with Dr. Rasha Bittar. And, of course, all the links are up at robertscottbell.com. We'd like to thank our syndicator, GCN, all over planet Earth, as well available through naturalnewsradio.com. As we are rocking the health world, as we always do.
Around Alzheimer's, the Christmas tree.
Around the Christmas tree, right? Right? And I forget it. You know, the Hanukkah bush, you got that?
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Hanukkah.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for all the Jews of the world to make a Hanukkah bush out of cannabis. Then I'll know we'll have arrived back at the Hebrew scriptures where we acknowledge
We've come full circle.
And yes. Embraced all of creation, including that plant. For those who are ready for wellness and health and healing. All right, what else we got? The Alzheimer's story. Now, what is this? Why did I say spiritual Alzheimer's? This is really interesting. I brought up Catholics earlier, and Pope Francis has just issued a blistering critique of Vatican bureaucracy. And it's not. I don't bash and trash religions like Super Don does, right? Do I? Super Don, do I?
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I put words in your mouth, didn't I?
I do not trash and bash religions.
You do not. I know. I'm teasing you. You don't. You talk about organized religion. You know, the ones that kind of go, give me all your money, and we'll take, you know, that kind of thing.
I trash inconsistency, hypocrisy, and a lack of logic.
Well, you know what? Pope Francis is doing that within the Catholic Church. He's tackling the bureaucracy at Vatican City.
Yes, he is.
He is just, I like this guy. Not because he's picking on any his own religion. That's not the point. The point is, if you read what he's written, it can apply to almost anything. This Francis guy, they're going to go, why did we make him Pope? Because to me, he's like, in some ways, the Ron Paul of Catholicism, if you will. The guy who's willing to speak the truth, even if it makes him unpopular. He's a little bit of a rebel there, yeah. He's listed 15 ailments of the Vatican Curia, as they're calling it. And number six on the list is having spiritual Alzheimer's. Now, we'll acknowledge Alzheimer's in reality is due to heavy metal toxicity. essential fat deficiencies, chronic inflammation, silicon deficiencies, selenium and chromium deficiencies. All of these things play a role in the development of neurological degradation in Alzheimer's. But in a spiritual sense, there's a lot of that as well. It's like a disconnect from the Most High or the Most Holy. He says this, we see it in the people who have forgotten their encounter with the Lord, in those who depend completely on their here and now, on their passions, whims, and manias, in those who build walls around themselves and become enslaved to the... You know, I read it wrong initially. I came to this word, and I want to say enslaved to the idiots that they have built with their own hands. But it says idols. But I guess it's interchangeable. Yeah, you don't want to be enslaved to the idiots that you build with your own hand either.
Right.
You use your own imagination with that one. All right. But yeah, the idols that they have built with their own hand. I mean, this guy is really interesting what he's doing, a self-reflection. He says, let's see, a curia that doesn't criticize itself, that doesn't update itself, that doesn't seek to improve itself is a sick body. No, the ability there, I see the ability to self-reflect, right? And here in America, if we look at the body politic, an unwillingness to, for instance, to look at our foreign policy and go, yo, you know, we may be responsible for some major league screw-ups and blowback. The people that are blowing back are still the ones responsible for the blowing back, but, you know, did we play a part in creating a scenario where people were angry enough to shoot, for instance, the cops, right? We see that as blowback. I don't condone the violence. As far as I know, those two cops were completely innocent of any wrongdoing, and this guy slaughtered them. But what is the situation that makes that a viable thing to happen? And it's almost like the government has fed this thought form into people, feeding the frenzy, feeding the anger, because you disenfranchise people in such a way economically, not because we lack socialism in this country, but because we lack economic freedom. And that's another aspect of this. Here's number three on his list. Pope Francis says, becoming spiritually and mentally hardened. It's dangerous to lose that human sensibility that lets you cry with those who are crying and celebrate those who are joyful. I got nothing but good things to say about a lot of the things he's saying. This is a cool one. Committing the terrorism of gossip. The terrorism of gossip. It's the sickness of cowardly people who, not having the courage to speak directly, talk behind people's backs. And I also include the so-called quackbuster groups, the people who are attacking the parents of children who have been vaccine injured. I include them, and they're also part of the terrorism of gossip. Real quick, what was that headline, that other headline you wanted to read before we go to break?
Oh, yeah. Doctors consulted a snail and found out that you can bring memories back to people with Alzheimer's. So yeah.
They consulted a snail?
A snail, yeah.
A snail. We don't have time to go into that story. If anybody wants to do a little bit more research, get back to us on that. Why would they consult a snail? All right. When we come back, we hope to hear from Molly Bowling and Michael Becker about another medical kidnapping. Their three children. Stick around. This is very important stuff.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. It and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You know, when I cover these stories about medical kidnappings, I feel like I can boil water just by touching it. I mean, I get that hot under the collar over this. This is, you know, the outrage of outrage as a parent, as a human, you know, as a dad. Medicalkidnap.com, Health Impact News has done an incredible job of collating these stories. But they're not just stories. They're real people. They're real moms and dads losing their children to Child Protective Services for no good reason other than the profit that can be made by the local municipalities, the judiciary, and the hospitals, the private hospitals. One such story Super Don and I were covering yesterday from South Dakota was three kids were taken. One kid was injured initially, apparently in daycare, and is so outrageous they did the responsible thing. They took the child in to have looked at, and no big deal. They bring in a nonprofit, and then suddenly CPS is involved, and suddenly their children are gone. How the hell does this happen? Well, we're going to get to the heart of this matter as close as we can get to it, because we're going to talk to the parents of the three that are now not there, including a two-year-old by the name of Robin, who else do we have? Noah. Noah's almost two, and Robin's almost three, and then the two-and-a-half-month-old, this is about Credence. And Molly Bowling and Michael Becker, I believe it is. Am I reading that right? Yes, yeah. I am. Molly, you with us?
Yeah.
Molly, my heart goes out to you. I don't know how you can stand it and sit here, but I need you to relate what's happening here. What did we cover right? What's wrong? What's happening now?
From the beginning?
Well, you know, the injury to the tongue, this is the way it was reported. There was maybe a cut on the tongue that you suspected happened at daycare. And then from there, it spiraled out of control.
Yes. I brought him home from daycare, tried to feed him, and he would not eat at all. Finally, I laid him down, and basically at 8 o'clock again, he tried to feed him, because daycare didn't feed him since 2:45. So, tried to feed him again. While I was trying to feed him, we noticed the cut on his tongue. So, I'm starting to freak out, because, you know, it didn't happen here. I know it didn't happen here. And
the daycare center didn't inform you there's a reason he's not eating, because his tongue was cut, and that would make any child go, hey, that's going to hurt. I don't want to do that.
They didn't inform me of anything. I didn't get informed of anything. All I know is when I got there, he just woke up, and they changed his diaper, and I headed home.
Okay. So then at what point did you decide to take him in to get checked out by a doctor?
At 8 o'clock at night that same day.
Okay. And at that point, we're learning that they said that they would like to contact a nonprofit group of some kind, seemingly to help you with something?
To see, like, what happened, basically, to figure out what happened, because I wanted to figure out what happened, because I honestly don't know.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. When they said they were going to call this organization, the name of the organization is Children's Voice. Did they tell you that Children's Voice is a child abuse organization?
Yes. They did.
Okay.
So there was
and
no
you just assumed you just they, assumed they were going to just try and find out what happened.
Yeah.
And so from what I understand, they may or may not have, you don't even know, contacted the daycare center. Of course, what is the daycare center going to say? Oh, yeah, we cut them but didn't say anything? I mean, it's silly. And then they come to you and they say, well, it looks like you may be responsible. Let's take your children.
Basically, well, they gave custody to my mother-in-law on that night. On Monday, the December 1st, we went and talked to the detective again, and they started asking the questions to us. I actually went and took a lie detector test, and I passed. And Michael asked for a lawyer because he was sick and tired of, you know, all this drilling and drilling and drilling. And right after that, they, not even an hour later, came and took all our kids. They said it was unsafe now for us, my kids, to be here.
Because your husband hired a lawyer?
My husband asked for a lawyer, and right after he asked for a lawyer, they came and took the kids.
Well, I remember when you challenged CPS on where's the evidence that there's a danger, and where they said they didn't even have to give you evidence.
No, I got a letter in the mail saying that we didn't abuse our kids, but we neglected our kids.
But how?
How did you neglect them? What did they say that was neglectful?
That's my question. They said a neglected environment.
A neglectful environment. You brought them to daycare like so many Americans unfortunately have to do to work and get by. You pick up your child. The child has some kind of issue that it won't eat, and now it's neglect? I mean, it sounds like you did what most people would assume to be a responsible thing to get your baby checked out. Hey, what's wrong? Is everything okay?
Here's a quick question. It didn't happen at home. You know it didn't happen at home, but they're insisting that it did happen at home, and so that's why they're saying that it's an unsafe environment. Does that sound accurate?
Michael wants to say something real quick.
Yeah, please. And Michael, the dad here of Credence, what? I'm just scratching my head over this. These situations are sounding more bizarre all the time.
Yeah, it's getting out of control. You know, like she had said, when we took the baby to the hospital, And, you know, they wanted to keep him there to make sure he could take a bottle. You know, that was the first thing they told us. So, you know, we were there for several hours, and then he drank two bottles while we were there.
Okay.
You know, I said, he's drinking, okay, we go home. And then they said, well, we want to keep him overnight just to make sure, which I didn't understand. But, and then, you know, we had the other two kids at home. So, well, I would like to go back home with the other kids. They're at home with Grandpa and Grandma, of course, but wanted to go home and check on them too. And at that time, like I said, CPS and the cops followed us to the house. You know, came in. They looked throughout the entire house, checked on the other two kids. They said everything was fine. You know, nothing wrong at the house, nothing wrong with the other kids. They were sleeping. But then they said, well, we couldn't stay here.
You couldn't stay in your own house with the children?
No, we couldn't stay at our own house. So, and I had no idea, you know, I was...
Michael, has there ever been any interaction prior to this with your other two children, with a hospital, with CPS, anything that would give them some kind of thing, well, this is a repeat offender of neglect or anything?
Absolutely not.
This is so bizarre. What is really happening here? What is going on? You innocently go and you rely upon medical authorities just to check out a baby, a child, to say, hey, is everything okay? Suddenly you now find you're losing your children. I'm not at a loss.
With no reason.
I'm at a loss. Yeah,
with no explanation.
Exactly. And they still, to this day, I mean, it won't tell us anything. I mean, they don't even answer the phone when we call. It just goes to their little voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to let you know that Michael, my producer, Super Don, contacted CPS today in South Dakota, where you both are and the agency you're dealing with. And, Don, can you tell us what happened when you called? What happened? Did you hear back?
Yeah, I got a hold of the lady, and I said, listen, you know, I'm the producer of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are going to have Molly and Michael on this evening to talk about their situation, and in fairness, wanted to give you the opportunity to be able to, you know, talk about, you know, what's going on. And the lady said, oh, no problem. Yeah, let me have our media relations guy give you a call. What's your number? Gave her the number, and she said, yeah, he'll get right back to you. And I think that this was 3 hours ago. I still haven't heard anything.
All right. Yeah. Well, if CPS is listening, I want to let you know the media, the new media, is going to bring a lot of light to bear on this issue. We're covering it. Of course, Health Impact News, Medical Kidnap. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Natural News, is going to cover this story, Mike and Molly. And we want to see that justice is done, that you get these kids back, and that these people cannot steal children like this for no reason.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest things. You know, when they said that the other kids were perfectly safe, the house was fine, you know, but we couldn't stay there, so we stayed in the hotel room for the night. And then, like I said, the next day we had to talk to the detective more, and it was a nonstop trying to turn me and Molly against each other, or just a bunch of crap. To the point when I finally said, you know what, I said, I've had enough of this. I said, I want to talk to a lawyer. Yeah, I'm just getting railroaded here for no reason. I'm just, they're automatically accusing one of us.
Right, right. They're trying to establish some form of schism between this is the danger of welcoming the government into your marriage. And I'm not just speaking of you guys. I've been talking about this on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years, to warn folks to stop asking for permission where none is required. And when it comes to you two adults engaging in a spiritual union, it is your choice, and the government belongs nowhere in there. This is my opinion, but I believe I'm factually and constitutionally correct on this as well. But they want these children for illicit purposes. We've covered that as well, and I don't want your children to be taken away for good in this regard, so we're going to continue to cover this. Now, Michael, now that you have a lawyer, I hope it's not like a court-appointed attorney.
No, I don't even have a lawyer yet.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get one, because they want, like, $4,500 up front here. You know,
so Super Don, do we have a link to the GoFundMe if anybody feels so moved?
Yeah, I'm putting that up there, and I'm also going to put the contact information for the Department of Child Services.
Okay.
How about just a reason, an explanation? Yeah. I could not imagine being a parent and having somebody take my kid or my kids and say,
is because it's unsafe.
No.
How? Show me how it's unsafe. I mean, really, you can just take them and just say it's unsafe, but not show why or how or where you're coming to that conclusion.
Michael, we have about a minute left. Are the kids still with your grandparents, or where are they now?
No, the kids are still in CPS custody, and we don't even know where. They won't tell
us. You don't know where?
No.
Wow.
You can't find anything out about doctor's appointments, nothing. They take them to their own doctor, not the kid's regular doctor. But they won't tell us anything.
Do you have a regular pediatrician that would vouch for you in the safety of these kids? I mean, you got three now.
Yes.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Listen, Michael, we've got to continue covering this with you and Molly, and I know you'll stay in touch with Super Don. And, you know, as I said, this story is only going to grow until they do the right thing and return the children to the parents, you guys. And God bless you. It's a horrible time of the year, but no time is good to lose your children like this. Right. Michael, Molly, thank you so much for being on the show and being willing to share a little bit of this story and this outrage. If you're feeling it like I am, maybe you want to help out. Thank you, guys. Thank you both.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Super Don, we'll stay in touch with them. When we come back, I don't know if it's possible to lighten it up, but you won't know what the war of drugs is doing.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, where's the Prince of Peace when you need him, right? Your government has declared war on you, especially if you have children. I'm looking for the light at the end of this tunnel. If it is a tunnel, I don't know what it is. But I'm also recognizing that even in ignorance, if we walk into the lion's den or the devil's den, however you want to determine what CPS is in this case, in fact, we are walking into their terrain. They have the upper hand, the advantage. And they can say stuff they can lie. They can omit. And the judges typically side with them. Now, I am not so arrogant as a human being to believe that I am something more than I am. But I recognize that spirit, or whatever you want to call it, has the ability to overwhelm and override these ignorant and arrogant people and CPS and the judiciary and the hospitals, the doctors that are making these perceived claims without merit and then taking children away from moms and dads and families. And if ever there was a time for prayer, it certainly is now, and it is also appropriate here, in addition to whatever support you might feel so inclined and moved to do for Molly and Michael to get their three children back. We know they're not the only ones suffering as so, but as I said, we put it out there for a lot of reasons. One, to show what is indeed happening. To warn you, if you're young and you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're not yet married, don't ask permission to get married. Maybe you want to ask permission of mom and dad. I don't know. But don't ask permission of the government. It's dangerous to invite them in to your relationship this way. It's dangerous to allow them to issue a certificate of birth or a birth certificate, because your children then become a vessel of the state. They claim ownership at their whim, at their pleasure. And then you scratch your head and go, I don't know how this happened. All I did was I went to the doctor with my child like I thought that's what I should do. And this is, again, why you want to avoid them at all costs, if at all possible, and learn to care for them, except in the most extenuating circumstances where it is appropriate to involve someone who is trained specifically, for instance, in surgical techniques. In this case, they didn't do any stitches on the tongue. How bad could it have been if the hospital sent the baby home with Tylenol? Which, to me, if you want to talk medical abuse, it's giving a baby Tylenol, something so liver toxic that they cannot metabolize. that results in a whole lot of devastation on top of the vaccinations. We didn't even get into that. And I'm not even going to have time to get into the story. Maybe I'll do that with Dr. Bitar, because there's a war on you, which is the war on drugs. And they're getting ready to investigate your poop, too, to find out if you've been doing drugs that they don't want you to do. We'll get to that at another time, maybe even next hour. But right now we're going to go to the phones, 866-939-BELL, just a couple of minutes here before the break. And our good friend Sally Elcordi up there in New York City, a great activist standing up for what's right. Sally, I know you're as outraged as I am hearing these stories.
Yes, I am, Robert. In fact, I say that right now there's a case that is waiting in the Supreme Court in Ireland. Basically, they're trying to prevent child stealing by the state there. And, the Convention on the Rights of the Child, they have a referendum vote there. So they're waiting to see, and that's a very important issue. However, the family rights activist I just interviewed, Matthew Virgin, was saying that there is a bill, H.R. 3205, Adoption Incentives Reauthorization. And basically to call your senator and the Senate Finance Committee and oppose monetary incentives to remove children. Okay. Then I also just interviewed three people whose family members are have been devastated by this flu shot. A woman, Aunt Sarah, whose three-year-old nephew has just died within 48 hours after the flu missed. Then another man whose friend's son, healthy, all these children were healthy, died at 8 years old after the flu vaccine shot with zero white blood cells and excruciating pain. And then another.
Sally, you're breaking my heart here. And in New York, there was a mandate that they put into place that the kids have to get them to go to daycare even.
Well, this is why I'm calling. I'm asking everyone to call 311 and talk to Mayor, leave a message for Mayor de Blasio and say that the flu shot mandates must be overturned.
De Blasio, let de Blasio know the flu shot mandates must be overturned. Look, de Blasio's in trouble on this whole New York cop thing, too. It's not looking good. We need more massive civil disobedience to protect these children from the violent acts of the state and the medical church against them in the guise of vaccine injection. Thank you, Sally. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine and Dr. Rashid Bitar, because the power to heal is still yours, my
friend. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.